Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com, where you can subscribe to his thrice-weekly cyber column. And as I've said many times, if you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about the prime question that I'm calling the prime question of our time for the nation. Which is more precious to you, liberty or security? And to what degree, and how are you willing to make the trade? How are you willing to make that bargain with your government? You've been given liberty by the Constitution. The government is impinging on that in the name of security. And how much are you willing to pay? I think that's what the debate we should be all having. Rich, over the last decade, America has decided that we don't torture people. If there's somebody that has information that we, even if they have information that we could, if we could get it, we could prevent an impending disaster. We've decided that we won't torture people because those aren't our values. Now, yeah. And so consequently, we have said by not torturing, we just have to work harder. Now, why can't someone like me, you know, a heretic like me, say, okay, government, why aren't those our values? And I want you to stop right here at this point and don't go any further. And if you need more information than that, you just have to work a little harder, just like you do on torture. What's the difference
between
arguments?
There's a couple of things. One, first of all, the Declaration of Independence grants us our unalienable rights from our Creator, not from the government. That's number one. The government doesn't give us our liberties. We get them from God. The question you're asking is a very interesting question. It's like murder. If you or me or I go out and kill somebody on the street, then we're guilty of murder, and whatever consequences happen. If you're Joseph Stalin and you kill 6 million people, well, you killed 6 million people. I think part of the answer to your question is the sheer scale of the intrusion into our. I mean, if you see it that way,
you're saying the digital impact, the digital scope of what's going on right now, because it is so pervasive and so huge that changes things.
Yeah, I really think that is true. We just see it differently based upon its scale.
The first point you make, I'm going to take issue with you. We are our Creator gives us the ability to be free. I still think the Constitution gives us our liberties.
Okay, yeah,
that's my point. That's the reason why I differentiate between freedom and liberty.
Okay,
and so, but on your second point is well taken. I do believe that it is somewhat different, but I do believe that this values question has got there's. If the government is going to get my information, I want there to be a tear in their eye. I want there to be a little bit of pain. I want them to have to do some things. I don't want them to be all up in my business, unfettered, 24/7.
Well, on paper, they do have to go to the special court called the FISA court, the court that is specifically set up in secret by judges who are secret, that has the ability to approve or not approve these things.
Their charter with justification, with cause?
Well, what they did was they parsed this enough that the FISA court decided that the NSA could get what's called this metadata,
mm-hmm.
just the, you know, who's calling who, where you were, how long mm-hmm. the call was. But if the CIA or the FBI thinks they need to know what you said, they have to go get a specific warrant.
Right.
To be able to dig into the actual phone call, so they differentiate between those two things.
Does the PRISM? What about where does PRISM fall under all that?
That's under the first one. PRISM is the metadata part, but then if in the algorithms that put you and me together, mm-hmm. and that rings some red chime, mm-hmm. if they want to listen to our conversation, they do in fact, or they are in fact supposed to, get a separate warrant specifically for that phone call.
Can you not see where many well-meaning, not hysterical, patriotic Americans who love this country and value security for their family would feel like this is getting a little big brother, too much big brother?
Oh, absolutely.
And start asking the questions.
Oh, yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you know, there are specific laws that make – it doesn't make any difference anymore because nobody goes to Blockbuster anymore, though, you know. But it used to be – that Blockbuster was not allowed to give up your mm-hmm. individual, you know, borrowing habit.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Folks,
tough question.
Join the debate. And, Rich, thank you for having it with me today. Good job today. We'll see you next
time. Thank you, Bill.
Rich Galen, ladies and gentlemen, Mullings.com. Check it out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later. God bless America.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.